fix things.
I do.
I was so upset. I was here with Aaron a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that was long. And I just felt that it was like I stumbled around and told him so afterwards. And then he sent me the link, and I said, no.
He fixed it all up.
I don't know if he fixed it, but it sounded fine. I said, only he and I knew the couple of stumbles. But I'm hardest on myself.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's a conversation. We're just having a conversation.
Yeah. All right. Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. Today we're going to talk about the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative. They are a statewide nonprofit organization that's making significant impacts in the quest to find a cure for breast cancer. They are providing grants that support education and research right here in Connecticut. It stays in our own backyard. They were founded in 2005. They do amazing things. 100% of this money that they raise stays in Connecticut for education and research and funding progressive programs. And they have a big fundraiser coming up. It's their big race in the park for the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative for 2019 at Walnut Hill Park. Like usual, it's a great spot. Joyce Bray from the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to see you again.
It's always nice to be here and see you and talk with you.
Because you guys do really amazing work. And I often tell people, not just outside of this being your signature fundraising event, the Connecticut Race in the Park, but I tell people about where the money goes and how the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative handles the distribution of money so that we have great laboratories and great research going on in the state of Connecticut. And it's really amazing discoveries being made. And the money that you raise at Connecticut Breast Health Initiative, this stays in the state of Connecticut for breast health research.
It absolutely does. And people often wonder, why are you just focusing on the state of Connecticut? And I say, well, why not? As you referred to, Connecticut is a very innovative state. And if you go online and you look up the firsts that have ever happened in this state, from the cotton gin to the nuclear submarine to the color TV to whatever, we feel that one of the answers to breast cancer could be found here. It is a difficult and
evolving
disease, and therefore we need to find several reasons and causes. And I think one of them could happen in the state of Connecticut. And that's what makes our organization different, that we focus on that, and 100% of the money stays right here in Connecticut.
Now, let's get to the facts, though. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. That's 211,000 new breast cancer cases being diagnosed each year in the United States. In Connecticut, and I know people are freaked out by the numbers, but we have, a high incident of breast cancer discovery. And it's not because we live in Connecticut and we get more breast cancer than anyone else in the United States of America. It's because we're so proactive about searching for it and being ahead of the game.
Well, we are ranked number 2, which, as you say, is a little scary, and it isn't necessarily because we're all dropping from breast cancer, but we are a small state, and we are innovative, again, as I said, and the detection tools that we have certainly do show us more breast cancer.
Now, $3.75 million has been granted since 2005 from the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative. This is in Connecticut, and if I look at who has received, monies to start searching for the St. Mary's Hospital, St. Vincent's Medical Center, the Hispanic Center of Greater Danbury, I mean, it really covers the gamut from big to small and medical and everything in between, but all having, the same cause in discovering something new that can battle breast cancer.
I think it really shows that over all the years, we are still trying to find an answer. And there are tons of people in the state who are trying to work with us to find those answers. In the world of research, obviously, we don't have billions of dollars to give out. One of the things that we do and we focus on is giving seed money to these researchers, which allows them to take the project that they're working on and to prove capacity to a larger funder and therefore get more money. And that happened. It happens. often, but it's particularly one researcher at Yale. We funded him for 3 years, and he took his project and he took it to Pfizer, and then he got a ton of money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way it's supposed to work. And
bridging them to the next big step. And these are researchers that are discovering new things. They're educators that are teaching, you know, new doctors new things. I mean, and then awareness, just in general, getting people out and explaining the importance of things like mammograms or even ultrasounds to detect breast cancer. You know, awareness and things that people don't know about, like false positives, you know, and biopsies and, you know, figuring out if you, you know, if you need an ultrasound or a mammogram. There's so many different things that are going on out there and emerging trends that are happening that it's great to know that we're doing all this innovating right here.
I think the impact that we've made is truly through science, through awareness, as you're saying, and through advocacy. The work that these people are doing are coming up with thoughts that we would, or evidence that we would never have thought of before. Some of the treatments that women are getting for breast cancer,
new directions,
they're finding out have many residual effects, such as osteoporosis or cardio issues, craniofacial issues, other issues.
Yes.
And in finding those things, learning how to treat them, and then looking backwards to see how did that happen.
And
therefore, perhaps answers can come out of that.
And these are all building blocks that, you know, end up making a lot, you know, it takes us in a direction that's going to make it more possible to be a survivor of breast cancer here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we are finding. It's almost like the research is pushing us to find out how do we raise the quality of life for survivors, because it's no longer a chronic disease. I mean, It's no longer a death sentence. It is a chronic disease, so therefore we need to focus on the quality of life for survivors.
You know, and if I look at all these numbers, 89.7%, the five-year survival rate for all women diagnosed with breast cancer, depending on the stage, the five-year survival rate for stage four breast cancer is 25.9%. And stage four is, you know, that's it's spread and it's in different parts of the body, not just the breast.
It's not stage five.
Yeah. So when breast cancer is diagnosed early, that says to me the numbers are early, they're confined to the breast, and it increases to 98.6%.
And you hit the nail on the head.
That's impressive.
Yes, early detection. Unfortunately, the prevention area is still being worked on, but we can only...
They keep moving the goal. They change stuff on you every year. I feel like there's a lot of confusion about what's allowed for mammograms. What year do you start? When do you know? Is your insurance going to cover an ultrasound if your breasts are too dense? You know, there's so many different variables in it.
And I just say, talk to your doctor. I mean, really, I can get confused, too. And, in fact, when I have my yearly physical, I say, what is it now? So I just tell him my history. We talk about it, and he suggests what we should do.
Well, 430 is the number of Connecticut women that will not beat breast cancer in 2019. We want to make that number go away completely. And that's why we do things like the Race in the Park. And that is happening on Saturday, May 11th with the Connecticut. This is your biggest fundraiser of the year by
Absolutely.
Far.
And we like to focus on the fact that it is a fundraiser. And I like to say to people or ask them the question, ask you, do you want to see an end to breast cancer? Of course, everyone says yes.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? And I think each individual person can do that by donating, by participating, by volunteering. There are ways that each individual person can help us.
And this fundraiser, I mean, I can't express how impressive 100% of the money being raised is staying in Connecticut in support of education and research for these grants, for funding progressive programs. You've awarded $3.75 million to projects right here in Connecticut that are doing significant things, innovation in the area of breast cancer research and development of like ways to be better at beating this disease. And last year, over $500,000 was raised for breast cancer research. And every year, this is becoming a tradition for people who are survivors, people who are battling, people. I mean, it's a fun event in the park that really it brings a good feeling to your heart.
We're talking about the necessity to have such fundraisers as this to support the research, but it is a fun day. The atmosphere is wonderful. It is celebratory. There is life to be celebrated and to enjoy the families that are there. So there are positives to the day. And I hope everyone takes that home with them.
And I love if I look at the schedule of the day of events for the race in the park. You know, 6:30, you guys are up and at them, getting everybody registered and bib numbers and T-shirts. But at 7:45, the survivors' breakfast happens, and that's got to be a wonderful, wonderful way to start the day.
That's the best way to start the day, and I say that every time to them. I think it's phenomenal to see all of them out there. A lot of them don't even know each other when they come into the tent, and by the time they leave, they've told their stories, their friends, and they hope to see each other again or next year.
We look forward to seeing the same faces.
We're just happy to celebrate them. They all get a pink survivor shirt, a hat, if they so choose to wear them, and we all wear back signs in memory of or in honor of someone who is a survivor.
And it evolves into a whole day of fun. So this is more than just a race or a walk in the park. This is silent auctions, and this is raffle tents. There are going to be food trucks there. There's tons of family activities for the kids in there as well. Home Depot putting together the 12 and under build. You get a wooden project for the kids. There's a kids expo with games and activities for kids 12 and under. I mean, there's really so much fun stuff happening.
There really is. And also there's a touch a truck.
Touch a truck. My boys go crazy for touch a truck. So you really have everything covered.
Yes. And even pink trucks come out and pink pace cars. And I'm just floored by the support. It isn't easy to pull money out of people all the time, but it's just, at the end of the day, you just feel so terrific that so many people have come together for this cause, and I'm very appreciative. I'm appreciative of you talking to me, of the City of New Britain, of the honorary chairs that we have, from Nancy Wyman to Susan Beiswitz to Mayor Aaron Stewart. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The stories and the people who make this happen.
And it really is going to be an amazing event. And you still have time because May 11th, rain or shine, it's a Saturday at Walnut Hill Park in New Britain. You still have time to put your team together. And if you want to do that, it's so easy to get yourself registered. Go to ctbhi.org. And don't worry, I'm going to put it all up at wrch.com. I'll do click-throughs, so it'll be nice and easy for you to get yourself registered. Put a team together with your girlfriends. Get your family together and form a family team. Even get your coworkers together and do a Jeans Friday. And put some money together and get it together. You'll make a greater impact than if you do it alone. And it's more fun to do it with friends.
Absolutely. And remember, it's the day before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of families do come in from other states, obviously, for Mother's Day. And for some of us, that Saturday actually is our Mother's Day because everyone is united together.
It is. And it's a great way to celebrate, you know, the loved ones in your life, whether they're fighting now or, you know, you just know someone that's been through it and survived. This is a great event. And what a great day in May to get out there.
And Mary's going to be there.
And I'm going to be there. Yes, I'm going to be there bright and early. And I'm going to be on stage helping with announcements.
I'm excited.
And I'm excited to see it in person.
We've been talking about it. Now you get
to
see.
Yeah, we've talked about it for the last couple of years together. And it's going to be really fun for me to finally see it and feel the energy of the event. And we've talked about all the kids stuff and all the fun that's going to be going on with the Touch a Truck and the Home Depot Build in the Park and the Kids Expo and the Silent Auction. You're going to have a lot of great prizes, and you can visit that tent between 8 and 11, and then the prizes are going to be awarded at 11 a.m. for that. But there's going to be something new, first time this year, for the race in the park is the Artisans Market. And these I love, love, love. You can shop and support local farms and artisans. They're going to be offering Connecticut grown and Connecticut handcrafted items as well. Just another layer of awesomeness to the race.
Exactly. And focusing again on Connecticut. And I think there'll be wonderful things there to buy for Mother's Day also.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Joyce Bray from the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative. We're talking about Race in the Park 2019. The race is happening on Saturday, May 11th. It's the Saturday before Mother's Day. You have time to get yourself registered right now. It can happen online. It's as easy as a couple clicks and a click of the mouse, ctbhi.org. And if you look at the top of the website, the race. Race is in all capital letters. You can do team information. You can look at special ways you can help support the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative. You can become a sponsor because you know what? They always need sponsors as well. There's sponsorship availabilities still for the race 2019.
Absolutely.
So don't hesitate. And we want to make sure that we give thanks to some of your special sponsors, because without these sponsors, this race isn't going to happen, right?
Absolutely. We depend on them. We do raise money, obviously, through entry fees and pledges and donations. But sponsors are so important, and we hope that they step up to the plate doing good by doing the right thing.
Well, there's lots of information all at your fingertips at ctbhi.com. Now, I want to...
.org.
I'm sorry. ctbhi.org. And I have to tell you, I want to circle back and really talk about the research and grants and the impact of the research, because you're spreading this money. Do you have any great stories about monies that started with a grant from you guys starting small that it evolved into something bigger?
One of the things that we did fund several years ago was the first Navigator program in the state of Connecticut, which is money for a nurse to navigate women who have just received a diagnosis. And then that tornado hits, and what do I do? What information do I need to gather? How do I go about any of this? How do I know what the right decision is? And they just take your hand and walk you through it. And that was so needed. It was like, why didn't this happen before?
It
was really great. And now everyone has nurse navigators, which we're really happy about.
And that all started through a grant from you guys.
Yes, yes. And then another one that comes to mind is something called the Cold Cap. And we funded that through UConn. It's a hat that's freezing cold. Mm-hmm. They put on when you're having chemotherapy, and it supposedly retards the hair loss.
Okay.
There was only one other place in the state of Connecticut that did this, down in Fairfield County, and so UConn was developing it here, and it became very successful. So we're glad, again, new thing being developed.
All, I mean, big, small, and in between, these are all things that are helping someone who is going through breast cancer treatment. Because you know what? Alongside chemotherapy and radiation and just the psychological impact that it has on you as a human being, add on to that, you know, losing your hair for women, you know, it's inherently female, like beautiful long hair. You think of, you know, Sleeping Beauty, Goldilocks, you know, you think of gorgeous flowing hair, and then you're going through treatment and you start to lose your hair. I mean, what an impact something like a cold cap.
Right. And to what you're saying, you wake up in the morning and you go, oh my God, you look in the mirror. It wasn't a dream.
This
is happening. This is truly happening.
So all of these different things, you know, add up to a more successful breast cancer treatment and recovery.
We have a grants committee that's made up of scientists and educators, physicians, survivors, and we send out requests for letters of intent all over the state. And when we receive those, then we see if it fits our criteria. And then if it does, we ask those people to come back with a full-blown proposal. Mm-hmm. And so it is a rigorous peer review process. A lot of the requests come in for much more money than we have. Mm-hmm. therefore the pitch for more money and more fundraising. There is a need out there, and we obviously see it, and we'd love to be able to spend as much as is requested.
Because you see the really great ideas that are coming in and thought-provoking, like think tanks that are genomic. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like there's genomic progress happening in the state of Connecticut, and these are all areas that, you know, listen, you out there listening in your car right now, you and me don't know a lot about that, but there's a lot of people who know a lot more than me right here around the corner from the radio station in Connecticut. And
I think they're also wondering, okay, where is all this money going? And especially in the month of October when there's so much pinking going on. Mm-hmm. We know we're transparent. We have good relationships with our researchers. We know exactly what they're doing. And they have made an impact through their science.
And that's why it's so important that we get out and race in the park and we raise money. So 100% of that is staying right here in the state of Connecticut, helping people that you know. I mean, we have great organizations, UConn Medical, Yale University, you know, Jackson Labs. There's a lot going on in the state of Connecticut, and these research dollars, you know, can really make some amazing things happen. And like Joyce said, they have a panel that really knows what they're talking about. You're covering all the bases. Survivors, nurses, doctors, researchers, scientists, you know, you're making sure that the money's going to the right place.
Exactly, and we do turn some down, not just for monetary reasons, but we really do study them as far as efficacy right now, longevity, will this really prove results in the next 10 years, 20 years? How do we want to spend our money, and what is the most effective course of action?
Well, if you want to join the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative for the 2019 Connecticut Race in the Park, you can always go to ctbhi.org. And if you're looking to volunteer, you could always use an extra set of hands at the race in the park, right?
All the time.
Now, and this can be, you know, just think about, you know, what you're capable of doing. And you can help, you know, just guide people in the right direction, pointing people where they need to go. Volunteers must be in high school or older. So if you are looking for something to pad that college resume, I'm telling you, these are the things that you get involved in your community. You will get cleared by an assignment and a volunteer coordinator, and we can get you in the park helping out on May 11th. So if you're interested in that as well, I'm going to click through the link for that one as well if you want to get registered to volunteer, because volunteers are the backbone of any successful operation.
Obviously. Their time and treasure is super important. We've been talking about, time and talent is super important in addition to the treasure that we look for. The day before the race and on race day, we have about 300, 350 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then during the year, we use about 30 to 40 volunteers who plan different events.
So you've got things going on. Like I know that you had the pink pasta dinner just a couple weeks ago, and then the boozy brunch, and all of these are adding to the kitty for research and grants as well.
Yes, we administer two fundraisers, the Race in the Park, which mm-hmm. you have said is the largest, the Memorial Golf Tournament every year, and then the rest of the money that comes in is from all different organizations.
People. Like, you know, I'm looking at
elementary
pictures.
School kids, fire departments. I'm floored by the people who come forward and say, we have an idea, we want to support you, and this is what it is.
And it's amazing because I look at the Plainville firefighters wearing pink T-shirts,
yes.
And it's just amazing because they know 268,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer are going to be diagnosed this year.
And unfortunately, because of those diagnoses, that oftentimes is what makes someone step up to the plate. And that happened in the fire department, happened in our police department. And we're grateful that they do something about it when they find someone dear to them who is surviving.
Now, if you would like to join me and the whole team from the Connecticut Breast Health Initiative for the Race in the Park, I'm going to tell you again, it's Mother's Day weekend. And I'm going to cross my fingers for beautiful weather, but this is happening, rain or shine.
Exactly.
No matter what, the race in the park will be happening on Saturday, May 11th, and that's at Walnut Hill Park in New Britain. There's going to be tons of parking for the race in the two downtown New Britain garages, the Washington Columbus Boulevard and the Courthouse Garage, with shuttle buses making continuous trips between the race site and these parking areas, and it's going to be nice and easy for you.
Can you imagine a bus company coming up with 10 buses from 6:30 to 1:30 and their drivers and shuttling people back and forth all morning long for free? And this is first student who stepped up to the plate this year. That's just one story. Amazing people.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It's really going to be an amazing day. Like I said, everything starts, Friday. You can start registering on the 10th from noon to 6. You can do your T-shirt pickup then. Or you can start 6:30 a.m. You guys are going to be out in full force with the T-shirt pickup, bib numbers, registrations, and then, of course, the Survivor's Breakfast from 7:45 to 9. And everything in between is pretty amazing, too. There's going to be, like I said, the silent auction. The raffle tent's going to be open. You can peruse all of that. Food trucks, food trucks in Connecticut are so amazing. We really are lucky. We have so many great food trucks in our state as well. Lots of family activities, so bring the kids along. Don't worry about,
bring your family, bring your money, bring the sun.
Yeah, all of it.
And bring a big fat smile.
That's right, because there's going to be things like Touch a Truck and Home Depot's Build in the Park and the Kids Expo. And there's going to be so much fun stuff. And new this year, the Artisans Market, local farms and artisans offering up Connecticut grown and Connecticut handcrafted items. And then, you know what? The races start to happen. 8:30 a.m., the Kids Challenge starts. It's a mile. The kids can do it any way they want, and I bet you those kids have good times.
And every child gets a medal.
And every child gets a medal. 9 a.m., the Survivor photo, and then 9:15 a.m., we start the 5K run. And 10:30 is the walk, and you can bring strollers if you want. You can do it any
way you
want.
Not
in the 5K, no. But in the 1 mile, right. The walk in 4K walk.
Right.
It's all available to you. There's something for everyone along the line. And then at 11 a.m., you can start picking up your prizes, because that's when the silent auction and the raffle tent closes. And there's going to be shuttles all day, like Joyce said, back and forth to the garage. It really is going to be a beautiful day, full of just spirit and hope and just good energy.
That's exactly it.
And we're hoping to raise a ton of money, too. So that's the main goal. Let's get your team together. Head on over to ctbhi.org and click on Get Yourself Registered to Win. Have a conversation with your family and say, over Easter, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it over dinner. Let's put a team together and get it done and raise some great money that's going to go towards research and innovation right here in the state of Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Joyce, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, I love seeing you every year. I can't wait to see the race in the park happening in person. Finally, I'm going to get to go there.
I'm so excited that you'll be there.
It's my son's birthday every year, and this year we figured it out, and we're doing stuff later on in the day, and I'm going to be there bright and early in the morning.
Super.
So the 2019 Connecticut Breast Health Initiative Race in the Park, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, Walnut Hill Park in New Britain. You can register, pledge, and even get yourself volunteered online at ctbhi.org. This is a fundraiser that's going to support leading edge breast cancer education and research right here in Connecticut. Joyce Bray, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mary Scanlon. This has been wonderful. You're a great support.
And thank you so much for listening this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.